The US president-elect Donald Trump is promising to reveal more information about Russia's hacking of the Democratic Party during last year's election. Last week, the Obama administration imposed some diplomatic restrictions on Russia over the hacking, which three US intelligence agencies have confirmed. But Mr. Trump has been sceptical and says he knows things other people don't know, and he might reveal them later this week. Our Washington correspondent is Simon Marks. Simon, why do we know why Trump has doubts about whether Russia has hacked the Democrats or not?
Well, it's very difficult to know, Anoosha, precisely what is driving this beyond Donald Trump's off-stated public expressions of sympathy towards the Russian President Vladimir Putin. As you know, Donald Trump, throughout the election campaign and since it ended, has consistently said that he admires Vladimir Putin, believes that he's the kind of strong leader that the United States could benefit from, and that he hopes to be that kind of strong representative of the United States once he is sworn into the presidency on January the 20th here in Washington, D.C. What Donald Trump may know about the hacking of the Democratic Party's computer servers is open to speculation, and how he may have any information is also open to speculation, given that he has consistently raised questions about whether Russia was behind the hacking attacks. He has argued that it could have been another foreign government. He also likes to say that it could be someone who weighs 400 pounds sitting in a New Jersey bedroom. Whether we ever get to hear this so-called revelation that Donald Trump is promising, I think, is also very open to question. He says he might release some information publicly on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week here in the United States, but it's important to bear in mind this is a man who has also promised in the past to hold a press conference about his intention to separate himself completely from the Trump Organization, the company that he built. He's never held that press conference. He also promised a few weeks ago that his wife, Melania Trump, would hold a press conference explaining the immigration circumstances that first brought her to the United States amid allegations that she may have been working here illegally. That press conference has never happened. So whether he will indeed put any information into the public domain regarding the hacking attacks, I think that's open to question as well.
And apart from Trump, are there others sceptical that Russia did try to influence the election, do you think?
Well, you know, I think this is where Donald Trump actually is going to have some real difficulty if he continues wandering down a road of expressing sympathy for and admiration of the Russian President Vladimir Putin, because there are very few Republicans in Congress who are backing him on that. Indeed, we saw during the election campaign that his own running mate, the vice president-elect of the United States, Mike Pence, is much tougher on Russia than Donald Trump seems to want to be. And certainly leading Republicans up on Capitol Hill, including Senator John McCain, a former presidential candidate who scarcely concealed his contempt for Donald Trump during the election campaign, they're now preparing a series of hearings on what they believe was Russian involvement in the hacking attacks on the Democratic Party's servers. And remember that if Donald Trump pursues the argument that it wasn't the Russians who did this, he's going to find himself ranged against 17 separate branches of government here that are involved in intelligence gathering. They have all told President Obama that they believe the Russians were behind it. Donald Trump's response to that is, well, these are the same intelligence organizations that claimed that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They were wrong about that. How do they know that they're right about this?
Thanks very much. That's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.